Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks! What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today, I'm joined by Rachel Laney.
Your best friend.
I wouldn't go that far.
I probably would.
Well, this is your, third time on the show?
Yep, third time's the charm. That's what they say.
This has been a long time. You took a little hiatus from the show.
I did. That was your fault, though. That wasn't my fault.
But you're not really
asking to be back on.
You're not really like a true fan, though. I mean, but it's okay. It's okay though, because some of my closest friends don't even listen to the show. So,
I am a true fan. I've listened to all the episodes where I know the guests. So
what was
know what I mean? No new friends.
What was the last one you listened to? This is episode 92. This is the one we're doing right now. This is episode 92.
I mean, I couldn't like. I don't know. I don't know what number it was.
Who was the last person? I'll tell you what it was.
I don't know. I listened to all the ones with me, and
you listened to three out of like 91.
No, and I listened to the ones with Lindsay. And I haven't listened since 2018. Okay, whatever. Sorry,
see? My bad. All right. Well, you've proved my point.
Okay.
What's new?
I'll start listening more.
There you go. That's why you didn't get a fucking free T-shirt.
There were free T-shirts.
Yeah, a select few got free merch.
Wow, acting brand new. Okay, I see you. But gets one sponsor. Forgets who his real friends are. You
know, well, weren't we supposed to do like a little like merch collab though?
Yeah, you were supposed to order T-shirts, and I was gonna tie dye them. That was a while ago though that we talked about that. That was like COVID times, I think.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Speaking of COVID, and I don't know how it is in Maryland, but they just lifted the mask mandate in, I don't know if it's a whole state of Nevada, but in Clark County, they lifted the mask mandate. I don't know how I feel about it. Because I'm still rocking the mask. You know, I just went to the grocery store earlier today. Okay. I'm rocking that mask.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still rocking my mask, not for the safety of myself or others, but because in Maryland, it's 36 degrees and snowing right now. So I wear my mask to make it look like I'm like COVID conscious, but really it's to keep my face warm. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So if it was like summer, you'd be mask off.
I probably fucking would mask be off. Mask off. Yeah.
See, I'm wearing it because one, I've gotten so used to wearing it.
Well, yeah, that too.
And it's just like I still feel like because I feel like we've just been like flip flopping as a niche. You know, we've just been like flip flopping on this like it's safe to wear a mask. It's not safe to not wear a mask. It's like or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's. Same here, yeah, because, like, Maryland, D.C. area, it's, like, every other week we're changing the mandate, so sometimes I do just wear it, especially if I don't know the establishment. I'm like, I'm just going to wear it so I don't get in trouble, just to be safe. And then if I walk in and I'm the only person wearing it, I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing, and I take it off real quick.
Yeah, I've had it, too, in the past, like few days, because it just got lifted the other day, and, like, I've already gotten, like the guilty... Like the guilt trip of like why are you still wearing a mask? It's like, dude, like don't guilt me into like not wearing a mask, you know?
Yeah, I was in Target the other day and I wasn't wearing a mask and I noticed everyone else around me was and I was getting dirty looks and stuff. So I just pulled my mask out of my purse and I put it on. And then as I was leaving, I saw there was a sign on the door that said that they were a mask up establishment or whatever. And I was like, oh, now I look like an asshole because I was walking around for 30 minutes with no mask on. But nobody told me otherwise. I just like happened to look around and I was like, oh, I'm like the odd one out here. Should probably have a mask on.
Wait, so is it mandated in what county?
Maryland,
what county are you in?
I'm in Anne Arundel, but Anne Arundel, I think it depends on I think it's like up to business discretion because like I said, Target had a sign that you have to wear a mask, but I live in Pasadena where nobody wears masks and it's weird. I don't know. And then like Baltimore is the same way. They're supposed to have a mask mandate, but I've gone several places where nobody is enforcing it. And then I've gone places where everybody is enforcing it. So I don't know.
I feel like that's why I'm saying we should just be wearing masks until like it's no longer a threat, you know?
But like, when is that going to be? That's the problem.
That's the thing. Well, it doesn't fucking,
that's the problem.
You know, like until it's like, all right, like chances of you getting COVID are like, insanely fucking slim. I feel like that's where it's like we should be like, all right, like that's when I'll start thinking about like I ain't trying to wear a mask. Because wearing a mask doesn't really fuck. I've said this before. It doesn't really bother me that I have to wear a mask, you know. And I really do, I got asthma, so like I feel that like I really feel that like if I get COVID, I'm buttered toast, you know, like I'm
really
yeah.
I thought you had COVID for some reason. Nah. You never had it?
And if I did have it, I was like asymptomatic.
Or whatever. Okay. You're one of the lucky ones.
But I don't think I've had it. And I've only been COVID tested one time. Like one time this entire pandemic, I've only been COVID tested once.
Wow. Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, and it was fucking awful. How many times have you been tested?
A solid like 4 or 5. Because at one point in 2020, this was irresponsible as hell, but I was in like 3 weddings in 2020. So between all the weddings I was in, and then like I went out of state for a bachelorette party, I'm not saying I'm responsible. I'm saying that I don't like to pay for things and then let them go to waste. So I went at my own risk, but work made me get COVID tested to come back. And then basically like because I have really bad allergies, and then like I work with kids, so I'm sick all the time anyway, and I'll go to the doctor and be like, hey, I have a runny nose, and they're like, oh, we have to COVID test you. So like I COVID tested myself, even like the week of Christmas. I'm a pro.
Wait, did you see? All right, so I got a question now, because what I was getting at was like I've only had it done once, but I fucking hated it. No, I've gotten tested twice. My bad. I've gotten tested twice. Once when I came back from Kuwait, and then I forgot why I had to get tested the second time. But I literally hate how they stick that fucking Q-tip thing into your fucking hippocampus, you know, like in your fucking medulla oblongata or whatever the fuck.
Oh my gosh.
And it's all, so when you COVID test yourself, do you have to do that?
Yeah, but then funny story, my first COVID test that I did myself was negative, and I think I told you this, I was all hyped, and I was like, okay, like, I was exposed to COVID, but somehow I miraculously don't have COVID, but turns out that I actually just didn't shove the Q-tip far enough up my nose, and I had COVID, but I didn't know it, because I'm actually not a pro at testing myself. I'm a pro at getting tested, but don't recommend testing yourself. Unless you enjoy putting yourself through like a lot of pain and you can shove a Q-tip up your nose to your brain, then like, okay.
I feel like I couldn't like do that to myself. I physically couldn't. You know how they say that you can't bite, like if you try to like bite your finger off, your brain is like, yo, chill out. Like we're not doing this.
Why would you try to bite your finger off?
No, it's like a biological like response or some shit. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
okay.
But like I've heard that it's a thing that where it's like if you try to bite your finger off right now, your brain wouldn't let you do it. Right?
I guess. I mean I'm glad that's
But I'm just saying I feel like it's the same type of thing if you try to stick that fucking thing in your nose. I feel like I would have the same response. I would get so far and then I would just be like, I can't do this.
I think that's a stretch, but I'm catching your drift.
Oh, well.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Basically, basically COVID testing is the same as trying to bite your own finger off. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, no, I just don't want
to. The CDC now recommends.
That's another thing. The fucking
CDC. Not biting your finger off.
The CDC is just going. And the thing is, I don't even keep up with this stuff. I mean, I'm not even looking at, like, COVID rates or whatever the fuck. I'm just like, do I got to wear a mask? Do I have to not wear a mask? Like, do I have to get tested? Do I have to not get tested? Because I'm pretty much under the impression that fucking COVID's is here to stay, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
What, this is like what
I don't
year,
know what to tell you.
This is year two?
Technically, so it's year two, but calendar year three. So, because like it's, well.
Oh, yeah, it started in like 19.
Technically, it started in 19. So, like, if you say 19, 20, 21, 22, technically we're going in calendar year four.
19, 20, 21. Wait. Four. It'll be three, right?
Well,
it was
like,
the end of 19.
The year. Okay, we'll look at it that way. Yeah. So technically three. We'll say three.
Why'd you say four?
Because it started in 2019, and then it was in 2020, and then it was in 2021, and now we are in 2022.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So, like, technically, like I said, calendar year. Four calendar years, but, like, if we're going by 365 days, then yeah, it's been three.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Like, I don't know. I feel like it started yesterday, but then I also feel like it's been like 12 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was watching like this thing on Netflix that like about time, and there was they did like some study, and you know how like Netflix has like that explained fucking series or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fire, by the way.
I haven't seen it.
And they had this thing on time, and it was like they did some study in the UK about how during the pandemic when it was like peak like lockdown and stuff, people experienced, they did like a survey on like I think like 800 people, I think, or something like that. And they said that pretty much like half the people, or like 700 people experienced like a weird like shift in like how they viewed time. And then at that 700 out of the 700 out of the 800 people were split down the middle. Like they some said it was like this time felt like it sped up, and the other half was like, yo, time everything was like slowed down. And I was like, this is crazy. But I wasn't like,
That's
yo, for me,
crazy.
like peak fucking COVID, I was in the Middle East, so I didn't really like, I think for me, I would have fell in the category of like time definitely slowed down.
Yeah. I definitely remember texting you like, this is happening, that's happening, I can't leave my house, I'm going crazy. And you were like, oh, that sucks. I'm gonna like go to Burger King on base right now or whatever you were doing. And
There
I was like,
was no BK on base.
something on base that you went to a lot.
It's probably
It wouldn't
like,
have been, you don't even eat Burger King, like I don't know why I'm saying Burger
yeah.
King, but
It was probably Six Posse, the pizza spot.
maybe.
Yeah, it was fire,
And
by the way.
you were like, I'm just like trapped in a room with all my friends at all times. So I was like, that's cool. I'm just in my room by myself, going crazy,
Dude, that's one
talking to my
thing.
therapist twice as much.
That's one thing that like pissed me off about like peak pandemic was when I was in Kuwait, and like it sucked. Like I had like to deal with like the pandemic and being like deployed during a pandemic, and everything fucking sucked. And then I'd be like, yeah, you know, it's crazy over here. I wish I was back home. And everybody back home was like, dude, you're fucking like, you're not missing much over here. And I was like, you don't understand. Like I'm dealing with like this. I have it worse, is what the fuck I'm trying to say. All right. But
I mean, yeah, you
everybody
definitely are
back
going through
home
a
was
lot.
just everybody back home was just like, dude, I'm missing much over here. I was like, dude, trust me, I'd much rather be experiencing that in the comfort of my own home, in like air conditioning, and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, I just was always like, wow, you're always with your friends, and I haven't seen my friends in 2 months, and I'm like, I hate you. This isn't fair.
I guess I kind of did have that going for me, but
But
that's
no,
cool.
I actually enjoyed the first like 2 months of COVID a lot because I think a lot of my socialization skills or like my need to socialize just comes from FOMO. Like, I don't actually like being out. I don't actually like being around people that often, but I feel like I don't ever want to miss out on things. So knowing that I was at home doing nothing and everyone else was at home doing nothing, I was like, this is great. I love this. I can be home. No one thinks I'm a loser because I didn't go out this weekend because nobody's out this weekend.
Yeah, I'm
It's also
definitely.
where, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, it's also where my alcoholism chilled out because I would I'd be home like FaceTiming my friends, drinking wine, and I'd notice like I was drunk on 2 glasses of wine. And I was like, damn, if we were out right now, I would have had this plus 3 shots plus 2 other drinks, and no wonder I die every time I go out because I'm actually drunk after 2 glasses of wine. So I was like, now I know my limits a little bit better.
I definitely agree on that, because like I was so, before I left, I was like, damn, I'm gonna be missing out on so much shit. Like there was so much, I remember looking at the calendar, especially in the month of March, where I was like, I'm gonna be missing out on like SLS is gonna be, I think SLS was supposed to be in Las Vegas, the NFL draft, and like a bunch of other stuff that I wanted to go to. And then like the pandemic happened, and I was like, I'm not missing out on anything because nobody's doing anything. But also like the whole like I don't want to do anything, I totally 100% agree with that, because I love the idea of like being invited to things, but when it comes down to it, I'm like, I don't want to
I don't actually
go.
want to be there. I want to know that you wanted me there, but I don't actually want to be there.
Yeah, even if I wasn't invited, I'm like, I still would like to have had an invite just to say no or flake.
Sometimes I'll see like people on Instagram, like my friends will do stuff without me. I'm like, damn, it would have been nice to be invited to that. And I'm like, but I also, they know I wouldn't have wanted to go to that. So like, no wonder they didn't invite me. But also it hurts that they didn't invite me.
Yeah, 100%. But also, like, I mean, there's only like the, there's I have a small group of friends where I'm like, if they ask me to do something, like, I'll do it regardless, like, you know. But that's only
But
I
none
that's
of
a
them
select
live
few.
near you. None
Yeah.
of them live anywhere near you.
It's like basically like Richie, he lives in Utah. Like if he asks me to do something, I'm like, yo, I'm down. Like it's fucking, let's send it. Or like basically
You flew
anybody.
to Maryland like 4 times for Cody last year.
No, nah, I stayed with him, but it was only it was I stayed with Cody, but it was for other shit. But like that's what I'm saying. There's only a few people that I'm like I'm down to like do whatever. And then if it's like I have like
I think that
all
like
the rest is like I may or may not go.
I think that makes you like a very good friend though. Like, well, it makes you a very good friend to your friends that live out of state, but I'm sure your friends that live in Nevada probably hate you. Because if I was your friend in Vegas down the street from you and you never hung out with me, but then I saw you going to Utah and Maryland and Florida and wherever else your friends live, I would be so pissed. I'm like, this bitch couldn't come out with me down the street, but now he's in Utah. Like, what?
Yeah.
But your friends in Utah are probably like, damn, like Dante's a real one.
Yeah.
And that's why you have no friends in Vegas, actually. That right there, I cracked the code.
But that's the thing is, like, maybe it like sucked at first, but like now I'm just like I don't care. Like I'm just like this is my life, you know. I've come to accept the fact that like I've come to accept just like dude, like there's a lot of times I just much rather fucking sit inside because it's like this is the norm. This is my norm, you know. Like
yeah.
And I have no problem with just fucking sitting inside.
Now, so like you have a reason to be home.
Yeah, I got a dog now. I can play with my dog and like you know we can like hang out and we can like feed him treats and stuff like that. It's cool.
You can, like, feed him treats and
feed
stuff.
Myself treats.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Yeah, I try. So, I've always wanted to. Wait, let me go back to one thing before I get into the dog treat thing. Because I have to finish the thought. Or it's going to drive me crazy.
Right, of course. Yeah, ADHD.
The FOMO thing. Also, uh-huh. I hate it when people call me. Don't call me.
Don't call me. Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know how many times. I think I might have even said this on the last episode. I don't know. But I'm definitely said on the show before. Don't call me.
I just want to let everyone know that Dante called me approximately 7 times this weekend. I think on Friday night, we probably talked for, like, a total of 8 hours.
Well, that's
so
because.
Stop.
No. Let me defend this real quick because.
Okay.
There's a difference between FaceTiming me and calling me. I'm more inclined to answer a FaceTime call. I'll gladly answer a FaceTime call.
Half the time, I don't want to FaceTime you because you're like, oh, you look like a little boy or like something rude. So I'm like, if I'm not like dressed to the nines, I'm like, I should probably just call Dante on the phone so you can't see what I look like.
Yeah, but would you rather me call you on the phone and then you have to hold the phone
yes.
up to your fucking head or like... Where you can like FaceTime,
yes.
and it's more of like I don't like. There's it's like the fear of like the not the fear but it's like the fact of like the unknown where it's like why are you calling me unless you're fucking dying somebody's dying somebody's about to die or somebody has died, don't call me.
What is the difference between calling and FaceTiming? Again, not with just you. Like I feel like right now I would much rather just be on the phone because I'm like I have no makeup on, my hair's in a bun, I look crazy, but like. It's also, I don't know, a lot of people are like that now, like, people our age, like, they want to FaceTime all the time, and I'm like, I don't want you to see that I look like a hobo.
Well, it also depends on, like, the nature of, like, why you're reaching out to communicate with me, because I only mm-hmm. FaceTime somebody if it's, like, yo, I'll FaceTime you if I'm going from, like, my apartment to, like, the gym. It's like, all right, like, this is only going to be, like, a 10 to 12 minute conversation, and then I'm gonna go work out. Or like if I'm driving to work, or I'm driving back from mm-hmm. work, where it's like I don't want to sit here and talk to you forever, but I just want to call you, know, check in, say what's up. But
see, that's the thing too with talking on the phone. If I'm trying to end the conversation, you're not gonna see that on my face or like in my expressions and like you know what I mean. But like if I'm talking to you, want to end the conversation and I'm just looking at you crazy like mm-hmm, yeah wow that's crazy and you see that I'm like rolling my eyes and clearly not engaged. I feel like it's harder to end a conversation on FaceTime than it is on the phone because on the phone I could just be like I'd be like oh my mom's here I gotta go but like on FaceTime you're gonna be like your mom's not there I'll see your mom.
I guess at that point it kind of depends on who you're talking to because like I've like
yeah.
there's only a core group of people that if they call me I'll answer the phone because it's like I know that
okay.
number one I know this isn't going to be like this is probably like either you're just like calling to say what's up and it's not going to be like a 10-hour fucking conversation or
okay.
it's like I was expecting a phone call from you, you know what I'm saying? Like if my mom calls me I'll answer because it's like my mom never calls
right.
me. And plus, she's like my
yeah.
mom, so it's like I'll answer, you know. Like, and I have, yeah, mm-hmm. like I said, like my other friends. If it's like, all right, like I know, like if this person's calling me, he's just checking mm-hmm. in, or like he wants to know this, or he's checking up on this. But like when random friends who are like, we're not that cool, call me. Don't call me. Like, what are you in? Like, don't call me. Don't call me.
I get don't that. If it's someone you don't talk to on the reg, yeah. Yeah. If it's someone you don't talk to on the reg and then they call you, that, yeah, that could be weird. I get it. Like, or you're going to automatically assume something bad is happening or something. Yeah.
Or I'm going to get sucked. But the biggest reason why I don't answer phone calls is that's how you get suckered into shit. And I don't like that. I don't like getting suckered into stuff. You get blindsided.
That's true, too. Yeah, I definitely agreed to, like, a trip. The last FaceTime call I had with a friend, I agreed to a trip this summer that I'm, like, eventually going to have to probably back out of. But see? If she would have texted me, I would have been like, oh, sorry, I can't do that. But then, like, see? On FaceTime, I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Of course.
You have no choice but to be like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, but, like, people don't understand, like, I hate pulling the I'm so busy card, but like I really like I'm like I have like several jobs. I'm in grad school. I don't even know when the semester ends. I'm like I don't even know when I'm supposed to graduate as of the, like sometime in May. I don't know. So like I really can't plan a ton of things unless it's going to be local or like a weekender type thing. So
yeah.
But people don't like I'm like I'm busy. I can't do that. And everyone's like, oh, but I'm busy. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. It's, like, do you want me to bring my homework? You want me to bring my homework on the trip? Because, like, I will, but that's not going to be fun for anybody.
Honestly, it just comes down to, like, you know what? Be a fucking normal millennial and just text me. Just text me.
Just text me.
Just text me. You know? It's like, just text me.
I've gotten out of the habit of texting, like, paragraphs because I used to. I mean, sometimes I still do.
You are the number one fucking universal offender of the fucking paragraph text.
Did you say I was or I am?
You've gotten better at not doing it. But you used to be like the yes, person to text me a pair. I'm like, I said, and then like, well, I remember one time I literally tweeted about this. You were like, I said to you, yo, like, stop sending me paragraphs. I'm not, number one, I'm just not reading. I'm not reading that because.
One, that they can't read. Two.
Because I'm not reading it. And the reason for that is because I have to stop. If I see a large text, right? Large text messages. Paragraph after paragraph. I have to literally stop what I'm doing. I have to stop whatever I'm doing. And then I have to read it. And then I have to comprehend it. And then formulate a response to every fucking element of the thing.
That's the worst. I would send you, like, a paragraph with, like, 10 important points in the paragraph. And then you would respond to, like, two of them. Or there would be, like, three questions and you would respond to one. And I'd be like, oh, my God. You obviously didn't read all of the text. And yeah. You'd be like, no, I read all of it, but, like, I just couldn't formulate a response to all of it. So but I then, chose...
Go ahead.
Whatever, yeah.
You chose what?
No, you just were selective about what you would respond to.
And then I was like, yo, just send me, like, a voice thing, because then I can just, like, I can listen to it.
No, and then I started doing that. You'd be like, was that just a three-minute-long voice thread?
Exactly. See, that's the thing. You didn't know where to find the fucking happy medium. It pissed me off. Because I don't like to have to stop.
That,
that's why I don't...
This?
Yeah, I said something. I didn't like use your name, but it was like.
For it, or was I just like mad?
I cropped it out. I made it like one of those like trendy like meme things where it's like, with like the little asterisks. It's like don't. I was like don't text me paragraphs. And then I cropped the text message out and you sent me 3 1-minute voice memos, and I was like, yo, I'm not listening to that. You know, I don't have the fucking.
So
I don't have
don't
the fucking time.
You, don't text you. Don't send you a voice memo. What do you want from me? And
I just don't like to have to like stop, look at my phone, and then and then like it's so long because that 3 minutes is forever. That's forever, you know.
No, I will say like some people have sent me voice memos where I'm like, oh my god, get to the point, and I'm sure that's like how I because that's just how I talk, and like I would send a voice memo as like I was talking to you, so I would be thinking as I was talking and recording, and. I'm sure it was annoying, but
at least you're admitting, you know.
Yeah, first steps admitting you have a problem. But I've had a few people that I'm like, I can't listen to this anymore. Like your voice is literally getting on my nerves. Like I can't.
Yeah. Well. Thank you for you didn't apologize, but at least you.
I'm not gonna apologize. Do you know me at all?
But no. So the dog treat thing. I was always like,
going back to that.
Yeah. I was always like skeptical about like trying like, cause all right, so you gotta admit, some dog treats they smell so fucking good. Like some of them even look good. They're like, yeah, this probably tastes amazing, right? Would you agree?
Not like the ones that you're talking about, but I think some of like the organic, like made with oatmeal that like look like a straight cookie, I think those, yeah, those usually look and smell good.
Yeah, some of them are like, it's like made with real pumpkin. I'm like, dude, this smells like
ooh.
This smells like a gingerbread fucking Christmas cookie, fucking, you know, fresh baked at a grandma's oven. And I'm like, yeah, and like, this is made for dogs. This is I could probably eat this, but I'm not going to because it's made for dogs, right?
Right.
So I'm like, yo, this. I always wondered how these dog treats, especially the ones that are like, it's like made with real turkey or whatever the fuck, right? Anyways, mm-hmm. I digress. I never wanted to like try those because I didn't want to like it, because I didn't want to be like, yo, I tried it and it was like mad good, and like every time I give my dog one, I'm like, all right, one for you, one for me, right? But I got him the bacon strips, which is like a classic dog treat, by the way.
And
they always smell like, literally they smell like real bacon. So I got him those the other day, and I was on FaceTime with you when I tried it. So I broke off a little piece and gave him the rest. And I was expecting it to taste like actual like bacon, but it I'll be honest with you, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was not even.
I know, you told me, you're like, honestly, it's not bad. It's not even bad. Yeah. It's not bad at all.
It just tasted like bacon without like the salt and like the with like a little bit less like bacon flavor, you know?
Was it chewy though? Cuz it like there was a pretty, it was a thick piece of whatever. The treat was pretty thick.
It wasn't like I don't want to say it was chewy. Like, I had to chew it a lot first to swallow it, but it kind of like broke apart my mouth. It was like kind of dry ish. But it wasn't bad. Like, I got the little mini strips. I could have ate the whole thing, honestly.
That's disgusting.
But I don't think I'd go out of my way to eat it again. Is what I'm trying to say.
That's gross. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm glad that you're not going to just like be snacking on them all the time. But
it's so weird though that like dogs think that's like the most delicious thing on the fucking planet Earth though. It's like I tasted it and I was like, yeah, it was like whatever. It's like, it wasn't bad, but like, I'm not going to eat it again. Dogs are like, I want another one and another one and another one and another one.
And another one and another one.
They eat that shit like that's fucking.
So you know what else? I like Pringles. I feel this way about some baby foods too. Like, I mean, you have, like, nieces and stuff. I don't know if you've ever, like, seen their snacks or, like, smelled their food.
Are you talking about the little, like, baby Gerber gars? Gerber? What is it? Gerber?
Gerber? Yeah, Gerber jars. Not those as much, but, like, there's, like, little puffs. Like, they have little, like, puff. Have you ever seen them?
Oh, like the little, like, it's like banana crisp or some shit, or like oat puffs.
And it'll be like, and it's like organic, made with real banana, like all these really good ingredients for people. I'm like, they should make these for adults. And I'm not gonna lie, I've babysat a lot of kids where I will eat their puffs.
What do they taste like?
They're like,
I ate their puffs.
I ate their puffs. And I'm sure it was probably like one of the healthiest snacks I've ever eaten in my life. They kind of taste like, have you ever had like sun-dried fruit, like sun-dried bananas or whatever? You know what I'm talking about, like banana chips?
Yeah.
They taste like that, but they have like a Cheeto texture.
Like a dusty, like crunchy.
Yeah.
They're like
not a Cheeto, like a cheese curl. Like a cheese curl, yeah. Like a dusty, like crunch.
Did it kind of like melt? You know how like those little like puff things, yes, like it like melts in your mouth?
Yeah, just like that. Yep.
Damn, it's kind of fire. Now I want to explore the baby food realm.
I honestly might start buying them for myself because I haven't babysat in a while, so I haven't had any in a while.
And they're probably like mad low-cal too.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. They're made with like all real ingredients. It's better than like whatever other snacks that you eat.
I actually like dated a girl one time when I was 18. I dated a girl who this is the first time I'm remembering this in like since then.
It happened.
But yeah. She used to eat. Now looking back on it, this is fuck. It's red flag. Red flag city. She used to eat. She would eat fucking the little like Gerber jars. You know, it's like fucking mashed apples and like whatever the fuck. She would eat that like as like a snack.
Siblings or something? Like, was there a baby in her home that was there?
She was literally.
Or was she buying these?
She was literally an only child, and we were 18. So like, yeah, they were, like she didn't have any like baby fucking cousin or nothing like that. She was the only child. Her parents were divorced, and she lived with her mom.
When you're 18, I feel like your parents are probably buying your food for you for the most part. I mean, I'm assuming you, she was an 18-year-old in Bel Air, Maryland. So, like, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and assume her parents are buying her groceries 100%. For her. 100%. Yeah, so, like, what was wrong with her parents that they were buying her baby food?
Yo, see, this is why you don't ignore the red flags, kids.
You know what? Only child syndrome. Like, some parents, like, they try to keep their only children babies forever, so...
Also, at, like, what level, like, I don't remember, like, when she, like, when it was, like, revealed that she was, like, doing that, but, like, at what level do you get that comfortable with somebody? You were like, yo, I like to eat baby food, you know?
Not gonna lie, that, like, because, I mean, plenty of grown adults eat applesauce, so if she was eating Gerber mashed apples, it's probably the same with half the amount of sugar, half the amount of calories. I don't know. But, I'm judging a little bit, but also I could rationalize it, probably.
But also, I just don't think that it stopped at like mashed fruit. I think it was like mashed carrots.
Was she eating like mashed peas and shit?
Dude, because you got to think about it. Like she might have just been eating like the mashed apples like in front of me, and like, all right, whatever. Like you said, you can justify that. It's like, oh, it's like super health applesauce, right?
Yeah.
But like when I wasn't there, was she eating fucking mashed peas and fucking mashed carrots and yams?
Oh my god, ew. I'm not gonna lie. Actually, I used to get strep throat a lot as a child, and one time my mom did buy me mashed. It was like Gerber mashed bananas, and I ate it like because I couldn't eat or swallow anything, and it tasted like banana pudding, and I was a kid at the time, but I was like, okay, I could totally eat this like on the reg, but obviously I didn't because I wasn't a weirdo with a problem, but.
But you would never go out of your way to do that, like...
No, like, I was eating it because I was sick, and my mom, like, asked my doctor, like, I'm concerned she can't swallow anything, and they were like, oh, buy her baby food, and I was, like, 12, and my mom was like, all right, I guess.
Dude, that's so fucking weird. That's so fucking... Now yeah. I'm thinking about it, so fucking weird. It also just makes me think,
you know
too...
what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We should, like, do that. Like, you should go to the store, I'll go to the store, like, one Friday or Saturday evening, we have nothing to do, and you just, like, buy all the baby food that looks good to you. And then we'll just like FaceTime and eat baby food.
I gotta write that down because last episode Josh was like,
"Rate and review."
He was like, he said that we gotta get the hot ones like full of hot course. Sauce hot sauce lineup.
Yeah.
And he was like, "We gotta make that into a thing." Like, so
you guys should do that. That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's gonna go over well.
We should do it at the same time. We should put hot sauce in the baby food.
Or I should just go get a bunch of dog treats and just rate and review all the dog treats. Honestly, I'm talking shit about the baby food thing right now. I wouldn't eat that as like a fucking snack, but like I don't know what's weirder, like eating baby food or trying dog food.
I think you found a new theme for your podcast.
I was gonna start a new one. I'm just gonna be like rating.
It's like weird things that are not meant to be eaten by 29-year-old men, and then like that's the theme of it.
What's the weirdest thing that you ever like that you ever put in your mouth where it's like edible?
Can you rephrase that question?
I'm talking about like
the weirdest thing I ever put in my mouth. That's not edible, or that is edible?
That is edible. It was like food, but it was like, all right, that was kind of weird.
Octopus. Have you ever had octopus?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I've had it twice. The second time I had it, it was much better because it was cooked differently, and it was like it was almost like a chickeny. It was like a chicken texture. It wasn't bad at all.
It was chicken-esque.
It was like a little bit chewier. But it tasted good, and it was good. The first time I had it was at like an Asian spot, and it was like the sticky. What is that called? Like the sticky part of the octopus, not the. It might be the tentacle.
It's like the little, like the
like the suction part.
Yeah, little suction cups.
Yeah, that's
what is that? What is that called?
Like. I don't know. It's not tentacle, right?
No, because they're on the tentacles. Go ahead. I'm gonna look. Oh, here we go. I typed in what are the suction, and then it was like it came right up. They're called the suckers, actually.
That's gross and weird. But
it's the stupidest fucking scientific term for like fucking whatever.
It was like in a soup, like it was like in a broth type thing, and that yeah, it was gross. It was chewy and disgusting. And the person that I was with like loved it, and I was like, yeah, more for you because I'm good on the suckers.
Wait, where were you when
But I
you
tried it.
where was this?
It was like
In
a.
like fucking Tunisia or some fucking
What's like? Do I look like an international traveler to you?
No.
No, this was like. This was just like at an Asian restaurant.
Makes sense.
Yeah, when would I have ever gone to wherever you just said?
Know.
I don't know either.
I've
I
had
just said I can't do anything if it's less or if it's more than a weekend. And you're like, oh, did you go to Indonesia? Like,
Actually, I said
what?
Tunisia, but whatever.
Whatever.
No, I've had some along the lines of that. I've had what's the it's not escargot, but it's we'll see. What's like the like
That your dog?
Yeah, he's eating a bully stick, and I think he's like,
Did you ask him for some?
huh?
Did you ask for
There's
some?
no fucking way I'm eating a bully stick because it's literally like bull. I looked it up. It's bull penis. It's like bull dick skin.
Ew. I feel like people eat that though in like other countries,
One
right?
hundred percent, like 100%. It's like a delicacy in like some
I've
fucking.
yeah, I've definitely seen that before or heard of that before.
Now, what's like the what's the not escargot, but it's what's fish eggs? Caviar.
Caviar.
Yeah,
Okay.
I've had caviar when I went to Norway, and it wasn't bad, but it's so like, do you remember when icebreakers had like those little the little like liquid gel
Where
fucking popper
you would bite
things?
into it and it would like squirt in your mouth.
Yeah, it was squirting your
Yeah.
mouth.
like a gusher.
Yeah, it was like fish, instead of like mint, it was like fish. It was like fish juice.
Ew. Ew.
And like I
That's
said, it wasn't like
disgusting.
bad, but like I don't know how people like I don't know like what like country or whatever the fuck they eat this in. But I know it's like what rich people like flex on. Like I got some fucking caviar, right? But I couldn't eat like a spoon. You know they eat it with like spoonfuls or like they put it in like a little spoon, they put it on like a fucking cracker or some shit. I couldn't do that. That's too much fish juice in my mouth, and I don't want that.
I had like an accidental rich person moment this morning because I went and got breakfast sandwiches with Lexi, and we went to like some bagel deli spot, and I just didn't look at the menu before we got there. I got up to the window, the girl was like, "What do you want?" And I just like panic ordered, and my bagel sandwich was like $15, and I was like, "What the hell did I just order?" So then, as I'm waiting for it, I looked on the menu and I ordered something with smoked salmon on a bagel. I was like, "Who do I think I am? Smoked salmon on a bagel? Like, I don't live in Anne Arundel County, Maryland."
Like you live in
Yeah,
like the fucking you live in like the fucking Beverly Hills or some shit.
was like, "What?" And it had like everything else on it was like cream cheese on an everything bagel with like cucumbers, jalapenos, tomato, like everything else. I was like, "Oh, that sounds good." I totally missed the smoked salmon part, and I didn't really like it. Like, I'm not a rich
See,
person. I don't know how to eat salmon on a bagel.
that's why I normally don't like to try like new shit, because it's like because you had to pay for it, right?
Well, yeah, and then that was the thing. Like, my go-to is like bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel because I know that I'm gonna like that. I know everyone can make that, but I was like, no, I'm gonna try something off the menu and not be basic. And then I ordered it, and I was like, I mean, I just like pulled the salmon off and I ate the rest, but like,
I just pulled the salmon off your ass.
that's how you know you're like straight trash. Like, I ordered salmon on a bagel and I pulled the salmon off.
And you just ate the bagel?
Yeah, with like all the con not condiments. I don't know,
All the
all the
accoutrements?
things.
Yeah,
Yeah, sure.
that's why I don't have to try like new shit, because it's just like, especially like at a restaurant, because I don't want to have to like buy something, like order something, and then like don't like it. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be adventurous and be brave.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And
And be
then,
brave.
and then it's like I hate it, and now I'm stuck with it. You know, like if I, because I'll usually eat anything, right? I'll fucking eat anything.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna send shit back if I don't like it. Like whatever, you know, if it's not cooked right, whatever, I'll fucking eat it. But if it's like something
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, I can't take another bite of this. It's like I'm stuck with it now, you know.
Yeah. It's funny, like, because I've worked in restaurants before and people will straight up, like, eat, like, take a bite of their food and be like, I don't like this. I want this taken off my bill and I'm ordering something else. And I'm like, who raised you to think that that's okay? Like,
Yeah,
I'm sorry you
that's.
didn't like your food, but, like, come on. But that's another thing. Like, I won't send food back and stuff either because, like, I have worked in a restaurant. I will say I've never seen anyone, like, spit. You know how people are like, oh, if you send it back, they're going to spit in your food
I
or
always
whatever?
that's a that's gotta be a fucking myth.
I've never seen it happen. I'm sure it does happen. I've never seen it happen, but I'm just like, I just don't like to be a pain in the ass at restaurants because I've worked in restaurants and people are all pain in the asses. So if I can be an easy, laid back person at a restaurant, I'm going to try to do that.
If you can minimize
and not send my food back.
If you can minimize the assholeness at the restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah, but is it really being an asshole if you're sending your food? I mean, like,
if they make it wrong, then that's a different story. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's different for me because if I order steak, if I'm like, yo, like, how you want your steak? And I'm like, I want it like,
yeah, that's the only time.
And I get it well done. I'm not gonna kick, nor will I scream. You know.
Yeah. But like, there's been times where I've ordered steak and I don't like I don't want my steak still mooing at me. That's disgusting. I don't want to see the cow's blood in the steak. Like, whatever. So if they don't make it like at least medium well, I'm gonna be like, sorry, like, can you like please go put this back like on the pan for a few minutes or however they make steak, I don't know. Put it back in the pan for like 5 minutes, please. Yeah. And then I think like I've been out with people that like say they have like a peanut allergy or like they're allergic to something, and then the people forgot to take it off and they put it on their plate anyway. And I think that's like the one time it's okay to be like, yeah, I can't eat this. Like, it has peanuts on it or whatever. Cause like, I don't want you to die cause you didn't want to send your food back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Let me get into the ads real quick and then, we'll come back. So,
all right. Sounds good.
Let's take a break for the ad. Okay. And we're back. So, all right. So there's one thing I wanted to bring up on here. Wait, first of all, what are you drinking?
Since you just went and got a drink, I went and got a drink, and it's, have you heard of the Orange Smashes by Devil's Backbone?
Yeah, and they're like,
am I allowed to say that? Like, are they going to sue us?
I mean, you kind of gave them a free ad on my show, but it's cool.
Okay, all right. Maybe they'll sponsor you. yeah, so Devil's Backbone Distilling, I believe it's in Virginia. But yeah, they started with Orange Smashes, and it's like basically an orange crush in a can. But then they came out with grapefruit and lemonade. So this is a lemonade smash. It's like 10% alcohol. It's made with vodka, lemon juice, and other natural citrus flavors.
Yeah, aren't those things like legit like 25% fucking alcohol?
It says 10%, but I'll probably be drunk after this. So
yeah, I went,
take that for what it's worth.
When I went back home this past summer, I drank like two of those, and I was like trash. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it was funny. I had one, like, I think it was summer of 2020, actually. It was the first time I had them. We were, like, chilling at my grandma's house because she has a pool, and, like, my family wanted to hang out outside and be safe and whatever. And somebody brought these, and they kept telling me, like, be careful, like, start with, like, a half of one since you're swimming and driving home. And I was like, what? Like, I'm not a little bitch. I can drink a whole one. And then I was like, I think I had two also. And I was like, I'm going to have to crash at grandma's today. Like, fuck.
I love how they tried to like give you like a disclaimer as if it was like pharmaceuticals. Start with a half, and then, you know, see how you feel.
Start with half, see how you feel. Yeah,
like,
like
your experience.
I was like, I'm good. Like, I can handle orange crushes. What? It's like, yeah. My grandma actually, she's 93, bless her heart, but she had a whole one at somebody's birthday party, and my cousins had to walk her to her car because she couldn't walk. She had one orange smash and couldn't walk.
That sucks. I never want to be like that old to where like I drink like one drink and I'm like blacked.
Well, she drinks like pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say heavily, but she drinks every day. Like, she drinks like Coors Light though. So it's pretty like not heavily, what am I trying to say? Not high alcohol content, but she hated it. She was like, I haven't been drunk in so long. And like 93 was not the time to be drunk. She was like, I don't ever want to be drunk again.
I feel like old people just drink like old drinks, you know. Like, I'm always under the impression that they just drink like brandy and like fucking.
No, my grandma smashes like takes a Coors Light to the head every night.
Coors Light's kind of old though.
But when I see people our age like order Coors Light at the bar, I'm like, yo, what are you, a grandma? Like, what? People under the age of 90 drink Coors Light. That seems to me.
I mean, that's
like a big college thing, like, because it's cheap, I guess. Like, I've seen a lot of like college kids that drink Coors Light. I'm like. Huh.
It's kind of like funny how like once you like start like when you drink, you think about the stuff that you drink. I know. Well, all right. So you think about the stuff that you drank like in like high school and stuff, like in like high school parties and like the stuff you drink now. And it's like it's literally night and fucking day. But then I still know people that drink the same shit and like that we drank
that's
in
gross.
High school. And I'm like, that's disgusting because we were drinking like bottom shelf fucking garbage, like piss, you know, like. Like our go-to is like, I know we grew up in very two different counties, you know. I'm not gonna, we'll have to get into
You were drinking Grey Goose at the age of 18.
And you were drinking
Bottom
like,
shelf.
and you were drinking like military special, like.
No, our go-to was UV Blue. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, but we didn't really fuck with that. Like, that wasn't really like ours. Was kind of like no better though. We drank like Burnett's vodka.
We drink that too.
What was like your go-to flavor? You know that Burnett's has like all that disgusting stuff, but like.
My go-to. Oh my gosh, I don't remember. I want to say it was like pineapple or something. We would mix it with Sprite.
I didn't know they had pineapple. Because we
maybe I'm making that up then.
Ours was pink lemonade.
Okay.
And it was.
I don't know. I might be making it
if
up.
If I ever smelled Burnett's, pink lemonade Burnett's, I would probably throw up like on site, like for sure.
Did you guys do senior week? Was that a thing? And wherever,
in Ocean City, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like we did that, and then my cousin Luke, when he did it, he graduated a couple years ago, or he just graduated college, so he graduated a good like a while ago. Anyway. He was scared to drive the alcohol down by himself, so he asked me to pick up the alcohol because I was of age to travel and buy alcohol. So I was like, yeah, sure, like I'll come down to Ocean City for the day, I'll bring all the alcohol. And he sent me like a list of all this alcohol, and then all his friends like Venmo'd me or whatever, and it was like UV Blue, Burnett's, and I was like reading this list like, oh, who's gonna tell him? Like, and I was like 22, 23 years old, like buying. It looked like I was having a house party for little kids. Like I was like, this looks
See,
terrible.
If that was me, I would have done it. I would have done Luke Boy a solid, right? And I would have been like,
and got him something like, good.
Yeah, I would have got him like fucking like Grey Goose, Ciroc, you know, fucking
oh my
like,
God, absolutely not.
Yeah, I know. Look, yo, no. he would have been the man. He would have been the man at the fucking party. You know what I'm saying? Like Luke's got Ciroc. But also, if you think about it, kind of good that you didn't do that because. They would have just abused it. You know what I'm saying? They would have just
exactly.
been, like, abused.
They wouldn't
like,
have understood. I think I did end up buying him and, like, his one best friend that I've, like, he's grown up around our family. I bought them each, like, a bottle of Jack or something. But, like, even that is, like, not, like a super classy beverage. But
Jack is...
I was like, this is real alcohol for real men.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, if I'm buying, like, whiskey or, like, you know, like, bourbon or, like, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. like, rye, I'll buy stuff that... If like, especially if I'm having like friends over, that like I'll mm-hmm. buy if they want to mix it, because if I buy a bottle of like Bullet or like High West, don't mix that shit. You need to you're gonna drink this neat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that like I remember this now because when Jordy was here, I don't know if it was Bullet or High West. It was one of the two. I think it was Bullet. And he was like, he's not really like a big like he doesn't really drink like liquor neat, especially mm-hmm. like whiskey. But I was giving, he was like, "Yo, do you mind if I have some?" So I was like, "Yeah, dude, sure." Like I'm thinking like maybe he's gonna drink this neat because I was doing it like that night, right? But then he was taking mm-hmm. it and he was mixing it with like soda and stuff. Not only was he like okay. wasting like the 12-ounce can soda cans I had, he was mixing like my and I had a bottle of Jack Daniels in the freezer, and I was like, "Yo, like." I had to be like, yo, if you want to make like a mixed drink, don't use my good shit. Like, you know.
I got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I'll buy stuff if it's like, oh, like this is meant to be mixed. This is meant to be fucking like, you know, let's have class. You know, let's have a little class right. day. You know.
Oh my God! My rich uncle, like talking about like class and rich people, alcohols and whatnot. His go-to at like weddings and when he goes out and shit is Grey Goose and water. And let me tell you, this man gets like. Biggity fucked up every time we have any family gathering, every time there's a wedding. And I never knew his drink of choice. And then someone was telling me like, oh yeah, he was drinking Grey Goose and water all night. That's why he's like acting a fool. And I was like, Grey Goose and water? Like what type of rich people alcoholism is this?
Dude, that's gotta be like the worst.
And also I feel like it probably tastes terrible, right? Unless you like,
it's actually not, you know, like vodka water is not bad. I drank that like,
I was gonna say that's your go-to when you're like cutting, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, you get me.
I get it. The girls like get it, get it.
The girls like get it, get it.
But you said you used to travel with like water flavorings, like little Gatorade squirt bottles.
Yeah,
things.
And looking back on it, like I was like doing the most, like
that
I
was
mean,
extra as fuck.
It was it panned out, like, you know, like the results were there, but like I don't think I would do that again, because that was a lot. That was doing a lot. When I could just like squeeze like a little lemon, a little lime in there, and like, you know, call it a day. But like that, but I'm not gonna lie though, it was trendy. I started a fucking trend because other people started doing that shit. A lot, not a lot, but like
who?
Many like people, more than one of my friends were like, "Yo, this is genius," and I was like, I mean,
it's not a terrible idea if you're like trying to lose weight and stuff. I think my go-to when I'm like watching what I eat and drink and stuff, I do like vodka sodas, and I'll do like a lemon lime, whatever. Or have you ever had? One of my friends who's a bartender put me on to tequila and ginger ale. I don't know if ginger ale.
That's like my go-to. That's literally my go-to.
Really? Okay. So it started with, we had a night like at a Mexican restaurant that turned into like a night everywhere else. But we started at the Mexican restaurant. We were like drinking tequila, margaritas, whatever. And then we go to the bar and I was like, I don't want to mix alcohol, but like, I also don't want to drink straight tequila all night. So what do I order? And she was like, oh, I got you. Tequila, ginger. And I was like, interesting. But now... I've never seen anyone else order that. Like, if I go out and I order that, people look at me like, what?
Yo, well, and that's so weird because the same thing happened to me. I was just like, dude, why is – I thought, like, when it got introduced to me, I thought it was – I was like, I'm missing out on this, you know? And then I started ordering around other people. They're like, wait, what did you just order? I'm like, yo, tequila ginger. And they're like, what is that? I'm like, tequila ginger ale. You never had it before? They're like, does it taste good? I'm like, it's fire. Like, why is – I never thought that was, like, a weird concoct, you know?
I was out with last night actually ordered a tequila pineapple, and I was very intrigued. I tasted it. It was very strong, but I might try it next time I'm like out and on a tequila night. We'll see.
Yeah, you have to save that for the designated tequila nights.
Yeah, but you know what you just said that like brought up another thing that we talk about a lot is when people say, is that good? Like while you're drinking something, while you're ordering multiple times, you've ordered the same drink and then someone asks you if it's good. That's like my biggest pet peeve.
Oh, people! It's like, nah, I'm just ordering this because it tastes like shit.
Yeah, or like if I'm like eating food or like I make food and someone's like, oh, you made that? Is it good? Like, no, bitch, it's terrible. That's why I'm eating it. Like,
or like what? The worst is when like you're clearly like going like when you're on like your healthy like shit, you know, and then God fucking forbid you eat like a cookie, and it's like. Jesus Christ himself came back, and it's like the world is, it's like Revelations fucking 6 or whatever, you know? People are like, you're eating a fucking cookie? It's like, dude, get off my dick. Yes, I'm eating a fucking cookie.
Yeah, seriously. And like, at least like you and I feel like, are people that can take a joke and just like brush that off. But like, that's how eating disorders start. When like people are eating healthy and then people give them shit for 3 days straight because they ate a cookie. Like, that's how people become anorexic. Like, stop. Like, in all seriousness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never did think about like the, I never thought about it like that, but it's funny because I used to like me and my friend Greg when I was in Kuwait. We used to do that shit to people. Like we would fuck with them like all the time, like people like because we were like both on like our like diet like hell shit. So we would like we would poke fun. There was no like malice behind it, but like when somebody would come in and eat like a burger like French fries like at lunch, because we would all sit in like the warehouse and like eat like on the couch. So we would be eating like our fucking like spinach and like grilled chicken and stuff like that.
Oh my God,
and then somebody would walk in, like one of our buddies would walk in with like a burger and fries. And then we'd be like, hey, what's that? And they'd be like, oh, it's like, you know, burger fries. And we'll be like, it's just, they're like, what? They're like, oh, no, it's just like weird that you're eating that. I don't know. It's just like weird. Like, what do you mean? There's just like, I mean, like, me personally, I wouldn't eat that, but like.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're the reason I'm not eating
that. Yo, when I tell you, people got so fucking mad, and it was like, it, looking back on it, it was like kind of, maybe it was mean, but it was kind of funny because like nobody, people get so fucking worked up about like when you criticize like their eating choices. They're just—it's just like, why are you getting? It's like we're poking fun, but it was like also it's like, all right, you don't.
You do piss me off sometimes.
Right?
You do piss me off with that sometimes. I'm like, oh, I got Chick-fil-A breakfast today. And I'm like, oh my God, you need to lay off the chick, bro. And then like you tell me like all these terrible things about myself, and I'm like, okay, we get it. I'm fat and lazy, and I went to Chick-fil-A for breakfast. Like, okay.
I only do that when I'm not doing it though. So it's like, I ordered Chick-fil-A twice yesterday.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You obviously have a problem.
And did I feel good about it? No.
Probably not.
Would I do it
again?
Probably in the moment
you felt good, and then after you got done eating, you're like, oh, fuck.
But it was just like, I was like a weird place though, because it was like, I was like, I ate, and I was like, all right, cool, like, I'm going to eat like when I go out, because I planned on going out last night. But then, I was like, as the time went on, I was like, I'm still like insanely fucking hungry. And also, even after I ate Chick-fil-A the second time, I was still hungry after that. And that's when I had to go to bed, because I was like, this is insane.
Did you not eat a lot? Like, did you not eat breakfast at lunch or something?
I ate breakfast.
Or did you work out yesterday?
I ate a small breakfast, worked out, and then ate chicken, and then went for, like, a little, like, you know, walk with my dog or whatever. And then, like, came back, ate Chick-fil-A, and then, like, chilled for, like, hours, and then I was like, I'm hungry. I want more Chick-fil-A.
I don't think that's totally crazy. If you had a small breakfast, and then, like, you burned a lot of calories, and then you were hungry, you were probably, like, starving the first time you ate.
But if somebody were like, somebody does it to me now, I'm just like, all right, we'll fuck off, because I can, like, I can afford, usually I can afford, it depends on where I'm at in my life, but I can afford to, like,
I told you, you know. Yeah, I've told you about my parents before. Like, I did keto one time, and literally, like, 2019, I think it was, like, the beginning of 2019, or no, it was 2018, I think, because I think when I came to Vegas, like, you made fun of me, too. You're like, are you still doing keto? Did I come to Vegas in 18 or 19?
Nah, you were on your you were keto rage when you came to
Vegas. Was it 19 though?
To Vegas. It was 19.
Either way,
it was 19 because that's when I first got here.
But either way, 2019. It's been 3 years. I did keto one time for like a couple months, and like to this day, my mom will be like, "Oh, we're eating bread. I figured you don't want bread, but do you want bread? Like, is it okay if you eat bread?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I never saw or like bacon." That, like, they'll make bacon. I'm like, I know you don't eat bacon anymore, but do you want some? And I'm like, first of all, you can eat bacon on keto. I never stopped eating bacon ever. So just going back to, like, people commenting like on your food choices. Yeah, questioning your shit. Yeah, like, mom, like, I know you don't eat carbs anymore. I'm like, that was 3 years ago. Can we let it go? Can we let it go?
The one time I did feel bad about doing that to somebody, though, was when I was, it was, like, a long, long, long time ago when I was at, when I was still, like, at Fort Meade. And there was this dude, his name was Brett. And he was like, I won't say he was like a fat guy, but he was
never met a good Brett.
He was a husky fellow, but he was a super nice guy. Like, yo, he was super nice, like super like kind heart, whatever. And him and I were like pretty good buddies, you know, like, so it wasn't like I was doing this like a random stranger. But I remember I was walking out of my office to go to lunch, and he was walking into his office, and he had like a fucking box from Domino's. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, yeah, you know, whatever. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, pasta bread bowl. And I was like, He was like, what? I was like, nah, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like weird that you're like, is you're a pasta bread bowl from Domino's. He was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just like, I don't know. It's like a weird thing that you're about to eat that for lunch.
And then he actually sounds delicious.
He looked so I like looking back on it. Like we had a laugh about it, but like looking back on it, when I said that to him, he looked so fucking sad that I was like saying that to you, that I was like judging his fucking like lunch choice. And then he just like kind of like, he looked down the ground, shrugged his shoulders, and then just like walked into his office.
Oh my God. That's terrible. You need to text him right now and apologize.
Yeah, I should probably. Yeah. Like, first of all, like, Brett, come on the show, Brett.
Actually, I think Brett needs to be on next week so you guys can hash this out.
I've thought about that, like, having, like slightly rebranding the podcast. So, like, calling people and just apologizing for, like, anything, wrongdoing that I've done, like, in my entire life.
You should do that, but, like, just make it, like, one episode where you just, like, call people, like, throughout the hour.
Make it, like, a segment, like a sorry segment.
Yeah. I'll be waiting on my phone call. Let me know so I can be free that day.
I love that. I always wonder though, like, if I ever like caused like childhood, like, I don't think I've called. I was never like a mean. I was never like a mean kid. I was never like a bully or anything like that. But I always wonder, like, have I ever done anything to somebody like in like childhood or like in my entire life that are like, yo, what he did to me like fucked me up, like, you know.
That's crazy because that sounds ridiculous, but like I've definitely had people that bullied me in like middle school that like fucked me up, like not like fucked me up, like I'm at a point in my life where I can like laugh about it, but I can't remember that time that mean boy traumatized me. But like I swear, I don't know, it's a
like
thing.
What
it's a real thing.
You want to share one?
I was going to, but like,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't want to get like too. I don't want to like cry or anything. You know, I'm a crier.
This is a safe place. This is a safe place. It always will be.
No, there was this kid in middle school that used to tell me, which like I wouldn't say I was a weird looking kid, but I feel like in any like other ginger listening to this, understand you as a ginger, you have to like grow into your looks. Like I was pale. My hair was orange. I was taller than everybody. I was like always like kind of thicker than everybody. Like I think I just hit puberty before everyone else. Like I was like super tall. I had like thighs, butt, boobs by like age of 12. And everyone was just like, yo, like you're weird looking. Like this boy in like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, he would literally just come to me and be like, yo, you are weird looking. And I was like, okay, like whatever. And then one day, I think it was in gym class, I was wearing like shorts or something, and I had, you could see like my thigh, and I have stretch marks on my thighs, as most girls do at the age of 27 now, but at the age of 13, and not everybody usually has them, but I had them. And he called me fat, and I was like, okay, so now I'm like fat, weird looking.
Wait, he said it to your face? He was like, yo, you're fat.
Yeah, he was like, yo, you have stretch marks, you're fat. Yeah, and I was like literally like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old girl, like, already, like, you know, you're like going through it, you don't know who you are, you know everyone's been 13 before, you're in a weird place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because of that kid, I was like, wow, I'm like fat and ugly and weird looking and whatever. But then it was really funny because I think I told you, he, this same kid matched me on Hinge like a few months ago, and
I would have fucking went in on his ass immediately.
He matched me on Hinge, and I messaged him. Like, immediately, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, and I messaged him. I was like, hey, remember when you called me ugly in 7th grade and you traumatized me? And his response was like, I don't even remember what I did yesterday. I don't know what you're talking about, LOL. And I was like, I'm not even going to entertain this. And then he sent me another message at, like, 2 a.m. the next day. And, like, I could see, like, you know how before you open a message, you can only see part of the message. And all I saw was, like, I read the word grown since then. And so I opened the message expecting it to say, like, I'm sorry, I've grown since then. But no, I opened the message and he said, at least you've grown up since then. And I was like, wow. This guy is such a fucking douchebag. Oh my God.
What was his name? What was his name?
I'm not going to. What was his first name? He'll never listen to it. His name's Jake. Actually, I've met several good Jakes, but not that one.
I was about to say, maybe that could be like a Jake could be like a hit or miss. Like, you know, if his name was like,
yeah, exactly.
Number one, if his name was like Kyle, like, you know, like whatever, like, you know.
His name is Jake.
I mean, like, I feel like, yo, kids are like, because I've definitely been like guilty of like 100%. I've been guilty of like jumping in, like when it's like when kids get like made fun of. I would be like one of the kids to like jump in to be like, I'm gonna side with the cool kids, you know, like, and like when I was like,
yeah, I'd be like, haha, yeah, what yeah, they said.
In like elementary school, like you, like that, you just kind of, that just kind of happens like that, because you don't have like the moral compass as an adult to be exactly. Like, yo, this is fucked up, you know. Right. But like, I remember like this one kid that we always used to like make fun of, and see, this would be the first guy I'd fucking have on the show to say sorry to. His name is Kyle. His name is actually Kyle. And anybody who listens, anybody who I went to elementary school listens to the show is gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. His name was Kyle, and he would always cry in class. And I think we would call him like crying Kyle or like whatever the fuck. I don't, yeah, God. But like, yo, he would,
he's
always
in therapy now because of you,
bro. Well, he's got to be, like, he's got to have some stuff like now. But like, because we would always we would always like, he'd always just like, the teacher would yell at him or like something like that. He would, his immediately reaction was just to start like throwing like a temper tantrum and then like cry and put it, slam his head into the desk, but he would like put his head into like his arms, and then he would just like cry and like throw like a huge temper, and we were always like, Kyle's crying again, like, you know. And he was,
but yeah, like, you said with like the moral compass thing, sorry, I keep cutting you off, go ahead.
No, you know, I was just saying, like, it was like, looking back on it, was mean, but it's like, also, dude, I was like fucking like 10, like, you know.
That's what I'm saying, like the moral compass, like as a 10-year-old, you're just like, yo, why is this kid crying all the time? But now as an adult, you're probably like, damn, like he was probably going through shit at home, like his 100%, parents probably beat him, like 100%. But as a 10-year-old, you don't know that. You're just like, oh, why is this kid crying all the time?
Yeah, and then one kid starts, like once one bully starts to like fucking like do that shit, it becomes like just a snowball effect, and all the other kids just fucking like jump in, and like that's happened.
I will
like,
say,
a lot.
One person that probably did traumatize. I didn't bully her. She bullied me first, and then I would just like give it back to her. But she was a short girl, and you know, like she was short and like kind of chunky. And again, I hit puberty before everyone else that I know. I don't know why, but I had like boobs in the 5th grade. And she announced to my class in the 5th grade that I stuffed my bra Mind you, I don't even, I mean, I was probably wearing bras in fifth grade because I did have boobs. Like, I probably had, like, a training bra or something. But she was like, yeah, Rachel Laney stuffs her bra. That's why she looks like she has boobs. Really, she stuffs her bra. And my immediate reaction, I said, at least I don't stuff my stomach. Like, who says that?
That's kind of mean.
Like, instead of just being like, no, I don't. Like, but it was awkward, too, like, to be 12 years old and have boobs. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're
so, like, I was uncomfortable. It's like, you would think it's like a flex, but it was like actually very uncomfortable because like nobody else had boobs. And like people, like boys would look at me and I'd be like, why are you looking at me? Like, stop.
Yo, but you know, like kids today, like girls today, like if they have boobs at 12, they're like flexing. They're just fucking,
oh my God, yes,
titties out, you know? Like, it's a weird thing to say, yes, about 12 year old, but like, you know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. I was very self conscious because everyone was like, why do you look like this at 12? I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, I showed everyone I stuffed my bra. And I was like, well, that's why you stuff your stomach. So that was so mean. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Yo, dropping first and last names? Yeah, I'm keeping that in. No, I gotta bleep that out.
Not gonna lie, I've looked her up like on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, like not to apologize to her, just, you know how you go like down a rabbit hole and you're like, I wonder what this person's up to now. And yeah. I've looked her up on everything. I've never found her on anything. So I don't know if maybe she like got married or has a different last name, or maybe she doesn't have social media.
Maybe you sent her into hiding because she's all fucked up from that one comment.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she's like self-conscious and doesn't post anything on the internet. I don't know.
I've definitely, like, a few years ago, like, I definitely, like, went down, like, the social media rabbit hole, and I was, like, I went to Joppa View Elementary in White Marsh from first grade to fifth grade, and then once everybody else went to Perry Hall Middle School for sixth, seventh, and eighth, I moved to Hartford, no, wait, I went to Lock Raven Academy in Towson. you know Lock Raven, right? Yeah, it was a fucking magnet school, and I was like, all right. I didn't want to go, though. I didn't want to fucking go because all my friends from elementary school who I grew up with were fucking going
to... You never told me this.
They were going to Perry Hall Middle School, and I had to go to, like, Lock Raven Academy with my sister to a magnet school. I didn't even want to fucking do it, you know? And so like, a few years later, so I basically lost touch with, like, everybody, all my friends who I, like, you know, went through, like... like, yo, they were in the gym with me when I was shooting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so oh my God.
I fucking love. And I remember, like, literally the last day of fifth grade when, like, we would sign yearbooks and stuff. Mad people, teachers and stuff were like, and mad people were like, yo, like, have fun, like, pair up PHMS. And I was just like, I'm not going there. But I didn't tell anybody because I was like, I didn't want to be like the fucking bearer of bad news, you know? But anyways. So I lost touch with all my elementary school friends. So I was like mad cool with. I had mad, mad good friends in elementary school. And then I definitely went down the rabbit hole a few years ago of like looking everybody up. Like I was on like fucking Facebook and like Instagram and stuff, looking everybody up and adding every one of them. And I was like, yeah. I talked to a few of them. And I was, you know, here and there. Like, it's all like, you know, like my friend Garrett, I got a bone to pick with Garrett, but I'm going to wait till he comes to the show to pick that bone with him. So I'm not going to give any spoilers away for that. But
damn.
Yo, some of, and I was surprised to see, like, some of them, like, all right, look the same. Some of them are still doing, like, what I expected them to do, like, whatever, this and the third. Some of the girls I went to elementary school with, dude, are fucking smokers now, like, smokers.
They're all from Hartford County. They all got money.
No, they're not Hartford County, Baltimore County.
Oh.
Because I went to elementary school in Baltimore County.
Gotcha, White Marsh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, okay.
And then, yeah.
Marsh being, like, the smoke show. Capital of Maryland, but
yeah, and I'm like, and then, but like I said, some of them went the opposite way and they got some stuff.
I mean it happens. Imagine me, a girl who grew up in Glen Burnie, who went to Glen Burnie High School. I sent you that meme of like, why watch Euphoria? Like, I didn't go to Glen Burnie High School.
Like, yeah, it's actually
sad. Like, I've seen a lot of people on like the Anne Arundel County First Alert, like people that I went to elementary and middle school with that are like in jail. Like one kid that I know is in jail for attempted murder or like being an assistant to a murder.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then I've seen like one of my good, actually, he was like a good friend of mine in high school. He got arrested for like traveling with a lot of weed in his car. And having guns that he wasn't registered to have. And then, like, it's bad. I know somebody that just died of, like, a heroin overdose not that long ago. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Glen Burnie is crazy, man. Crazy out here.
Have you ever thought, though, like, Have you ever thought though, like how attractive, like or non-attractive, like you actually are though? You know what I'm saying?
What
like
do you mean?
Like when you like think deep into, all right, so like for instance, like when you think deep into it, you're like, cause all right, so you look in the mirror, like when you're like dolled up or like you're at your best or like whatever, you're like average, like chilling or whatever. You're like, all right, yeah. Like you may be like, all right, I'm a pretty good looking like person, you know, but like,
yeah.
Have you ever thought that like what do other like where do you rank on like society's like scale or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Of like the scale of attractiveness, you know? Because I look into like yeah. for instance, if I look at myself and I'm like at my best, you know, like I'm
oh,
like,
we know.
Like mid like it's like, you know, it's like midsummer, I'm cut up, you know,
you're
like,
cool
I got a fresh haircut, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. I'm dripped out, you know, as I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yo, I'm not saying like I'm like GQ status. I'm not like I'm not a fucking Chris Hemsworth. I'm not what's his name?
Jason Momoa
or who's the black dude in Creed?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I can like picture him.
Let me look. I looked it up.
That's not Michael B. Jordan.
Is yeah, it? Yeah, 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 yeah. Right, you're right.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Look at me. No one's.
I'm not an MBJ. You know, like. But I'm like, yo, like I feel like if I were to walk out and like, you know, and I walk outside of my home, I'm like, I'm a pretty attractive person. But what if I'm not? You know. Like, what if I'm really not as attractive as I think I am? What if I'm, like, down here, but I think I'm, like, right here, you know?
I think it's all about perspective, you know? As long as you think that you're GQ model status.
I don't think I've ever been, like, yo, I'm, like, I'm a fucking 10, like.
I think
like
I
honestly, because you could be like, oh, like it's all about self love and self worth and fucking know your worth
but
and know
like,
your
no,
fucking
it's
self. It's like not. It's like, dude, I've never been it's like, not. I never looked in the mirror, but like, yo, I'm a fucking 10, you know? Like, I've been looking in the mirror and been like, yo, I'm crushing it right now, but I've never been like, yo, I'm the hottest person to fucking walk into a bar, you know?
I got very humbled, like, literally last night, because I left my house being like, yo, I'm definitely the hottest person in Pasadena right now, but then I went out in D.C., and I was like, oh, I'm, like, very much a 4.
That's another thing that, like, changes, like, that changes your attractiveness is wherever your location is. Because if I were to get, like, dripped out, like, whatever, fresh haircut, cut up, you know what I'm saying? And I go to like Los Angeles, people wouldn't even fucking look twice at me.
So that's what I was gonna say. Me and my mom and my sister-in-law did like a spa day for my mom's birthday. And the guy that was giving, we did like massages, facials, whatever. So I had to get massaged by a dude. I think I definitely told you about this. I got massaged by a dude one-on-one. Like I was in the room getting like this man putting his hands all over me. So uncomfortable. So I talked the entire time, which I found out is not what you're supposed to do during massages. You're supposed to relax and not talk. But I was like a nervous talker. I talked to him the whole time. We know each other's whole life. Anyway, he was asking about like favorite places I visited because he was also in the military. He was telling me about all the places he's traveled to. And I said LA was like one of them. And he was like, yeah, I love the West Coast, but I can never live on the West Coast. And he was like, I think I'm East Coast sexy, but I am not West Coast sexy.
Yeah.
And I've never registered with anything more in my whole life.
Because people that, like, travel, like, people from the West go to the East. They're, like, everybody's, like, yo, this person's, like, the hottest fucking thing ever. But if you go East to West, people are, like, fuck off. Like, you're not even, like, you know.
Yeah. That's what my sister-in-law is actually from California. And, like, it was her idea to do the whole spa day thing. And she's, like, what do you mean you guys, like, don't get facials and your hair and nails done every week? I'm, like, that's, like, not something we do here. And she's, like, in California, that's, like, a thing. Like, you better be getting your hair done every week. And I was, like, one, I can't afford that. And two, why would I do that? What?
Wait, so how? So like on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're at your best, all right, if you're at your best, all right.
Not right now.
Scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10. What do you rate yourself on the East and the West?
Gosh, on the West, I'd probably give myself.
And then we can
5.
Get your average, you know. Let me get your average.
Okay, I would give myself for the West. I'd probably say 4 or 5, and then here I'd probably say like a solid 7.
Okay, so that would give you what an average of. I was never good at math, so.
I'm gonna do like.
So wait, so what? Are you saying 4? Or are you saying 5? What are you going with?
I'll say 4. I'll say 4 to make it like solid.
And then you said 7.
So 11 divided by So 11 divided by 2 is like what 4 5.5?
No, it'd be 20.
5.25.
So you'd be like a 5.5. Is like your average.
Oh. Okay. I'll take it.
I mean, that's like that average is an average, you know. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Do you think that everybody else would agree with you? Like, if you were like, "Oh, what am I?"
Maybe we can take a poll. Should I do like an
Are you
Instagram
ready
poll?
for that though? Because that's like that, that.
Oh shit! Yeah. fucking Jake's gonna come out to humble me.
Yeah.
So
yeah. The internet. Knows no boundaries. So it's like, yeah, you better be ready for that fucking backlash.
You're Danny. Right. I'm not ready. You're right. I need to do some more work in therapy before I do that. What was I gonna say? I will say, on the West Coast, I felt like my fashion sense was like, I don't know, more acceptable on the West Coast, because I'm not like a fashionable person. I don't know how to put two articles of clothing together. Mm-hmm. And like in California, I was wearing like high heels with a hoodie and like some ripped jeans. And like here, people would be like, what the fuck is she wearing? But there, that's like the style.
Yeah, like, you can like get away with like
mad, kind of crazy.
Yeah, you can get away with mad weird shit on the West Coast, like mad weird shit.
Wearing, like, yeah.
I will
say I'm more comfortable dressing on the West Coast than I am on the East Coast.
Yeah, because you can kind of like throw stuff together. It's like, oh, I didn't bring like my shirt, so I'm just gonna wear this shirt. And it's like, ah, oh, it'll work.
That's how it started. Because yeah. I didn't know that in California they experience like all four seasons in one day. So I had on like a cute outfit with ripped jeans and heels, and then it was freezing out of nowhere by like 4 p.m. So I went and bought a hoodie, and that's like what I was rocking for the day.
Yeah, I mean, no, that totally makes sense, because you, like I said, you can kind of like put stuff together. But like in the East Coast, you gotta be like, you gotta like bring out like your best, base, you know, like depending on like location you're at in the East, you gotta like bring out like your best. If you want to be like best, if you want to be like the most dripped out, you gotta fucking bring out your best shit, you know.
Well, I literally told you I changed my outfit 7 times yesterday before I left the house.
Yeah, I would say on the East. Overall, if I'm at my best at the East, I would say out of 10, I want maybe a 6.9, 7.0. And I feel like to say, like, because venturing into the 7s is like risky territory, because that means you're up there. But if I'm at my best, I gotta be pushing 7s at my best in the East, you know.
Yeah,
okay. Got to, you know. Yeah. I'm not gonna go as high as to say I'm in the 8s, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I'm under 6 foot, so like I gotta dock points for that. If I walk into a bar, I'm automatically handicapped because there's tall white men with beards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's like I'm gonna be a realist, okay?
There's tall white men with beards.
Yeah, but honestly, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong though. You know?
For me personally, that's not tall white men with beards.
But for like the common fucking, like, you know,
for the common, and you typically like petite white girls. So like, I feel like, yeah, the tall white men with beards definitely got you beat there.
Yeah, dude, I'm already knocked down like several notches. So I'm gonna lowball myself here. I'm gonna go 6.9. All right, at my best, dripped out, fresh haircut, you know, muscles, whatever. And then on the West, brutal.
like a 3. Shitting.
Shit on the West, I gotta be like mid fives. Mid to low fives. Like, yeah, probably like 5.3, maybe 5.4.
Like your height?
I mean, the height's definitely definitely knocks me down.
I said your height.
See, you want to bring back bullying. This is where it starts. It's where the fucking insecurities start.
This is where it starts when you're 29 years old and still not comfortable with how tall you are.
So I'm going to go.
That sounds like a you problem.
I'm going to highball myself as a 6.9 on the East, and I'm going to no, wait. What did I say? No, I said low. I'm going to go low as a 6.9 on the East.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bump it up to a 5.4. I'm going to go 5.4 on the West.
Okay.
So that would give me an average international. No, it's not. International, not global. An international average.
That would just be a national.
National,
right?
Yeah,
not
international.
Right.
6.1.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that right? Yeah, 6.1.
I don't know. Are you doing math on like pen and paper?
Yeah,
6.9
on the East.
Ew.
Plus a 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
On the West, which is 12.3.
Divide that by 20. Okay.
Which is a 6.1.
Why are you dividing by 20?
Because that's a 10. 10 plus 10 is 20. Take the two fractions, add them together.
That's not how I was doing that. I was just dividing by two.
Wait, but anyway, are you doing it right?
You got the same answer. Like, you put two numbers together and you're getting the average of that number.
Yeah, yeah, I was doing it the long way, yeah.
6.1. But I think you got the same numbers, right?
Wait, so I'm above average? I'm above average? I guess because average is 5, I'm above average. That's kind of fire, though.
This was self-proclaimed, so, like, let's calm down.
Yeah.
But... fire, nonetheless.
Yeah, if I were to take, like, a fucking...
all about self-love.
Take a national average, I'd be, like, a 3.3.
Gosh. Why don't you put it on your Instagram?
Nah, because you know what's gonna happen is nobody's gonna participate.
That's what I was gonna say, and then you'll get so butthurt that nobody answered.
Yeah, I tried to fucking, you know, I try to get the audience involved in the fucking show, and I put up polls and stuff. I'm starting to, and maybe it takes a little while to get the ball rolling. But the last poll I did, I got a bone to pick with the fucking listeners here, because I did a fucking goddamn poll for last week's episode, and mad people didn't fucking vote. I had like,
I forgot how many. To hear about it. So if the listeners are listening, I need them to. Help me out.
The amount of people that like view, like I don't remember what the final like fucking voter numbers were, but I remember looking at like the final. It was a vast significant people who did not vote that fucking viewed the poll, and I was like, this is bullshit. But like, you know, I'm gonna maybe everybody's having a bad day, or you know, it takes a little while to get the ball rolling. But I'm just saying, participate. If you fucking listen to the show, fucking participate in the goddamn show, you know? And this is not even... I'm not asking you to fucking write in. I'm not asking you to call in. I'm not asking you to fucking type anything. I'm asking you to click a goddamn fucking button. You know? Show me some fucking love.
I will say I felt your pain today, actually, but... because I went to the Girls Gotta Eat show last night, and they ran it, which was funny because they kept like, they called out every guy that was in the audience, and like one guy came up and they're like, what do you do? And he was like, oh, I'm a singer. Like, I do this. I perform at weddings. And they're like, what's your go-to song? And this man starts, he said, You and Me by Lifehouse. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's like, y'all remember that song? And then they, like, queued up the song. And it was just funny because it's, like, a very deep, sentimental, like, it's a beautiful song. But it was, like, in the middle of a comedy show. And, like, I recorded it. I took a video. I posted it on my story. And I was like, did anyone else forget how much they love this song or just me? And nobody responded. And it's, like, a man singing You and Me by Lifehouse. I'm like, did you guys just not turn the volume up when you saw my video? Do you just not know what Girls Gotta Eat is, so you're not going to participate? Like, do you not know the song? Like, what is it? Nobody answered.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm glad that we're having this conversation now, because do you remember that song? It's a great song. Yeah. It's been stuck in my head like since last night.
Great song. But see, that's what I'm saying. Shout, you know, when you fucking, you try to put out relatable content out there, and people are just like, nah, you went out of your way to not participate. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But you know, I don't ask for much on this fucking show. Yeah, I don't know what did happen on Lifehouse.
They were like definitely my jam back in the day. I'm gonna look them up, see if they have any new songs.
Yeah. Well, anyways, unfortunately, we've come up on time here.
Unfortunately,
today's episode of this was fun though. This was my most productive episode. Yeah, you weren't bashing me the whole time like you were the last fucking two times.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry, Dante. I'm gonna let the listeners know.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Thanks for apologizing.
The person that I was 3 years ago.
You've grown up, kid. Well, at least you've grown up.
I'm not 8 mimosas deep. I definitely also had to leave in the middle of both of them to go pee. I remember, and you were so mad.
Because my rules were hardcore back then. There's not really any rules on the show, but like, I didn't like people getting up. And I didn't like people like doing like pounding,
making
noise. Yeah, making noise and shit. But you know, it's, you know, we've come a long way here in Unscripted Studios, you know.
Oh my god!
All right, so our little end game here. I want to do this for the second time in a row. I did this last week with Josh, and we're gonna do one down, two up. So you're gonna give me two. You're gonna give me one negative trait that you think that they. One trait that you think is negative about myself, and you're gonna give me two up to level it out. So last week, okay. Josh said that my negative trait was my Instagram. He was like, "Yo, you just post like all this like glam stuff. Like your life is fucking perfect," and I know it's not. And then his two up, his two up were like, he said that he's like, you're very, you know, like you're driven when you want to be, like, you know, like when you have your mindset on something. He said, when I have my mindset on something, I can I go through like the fucking, you know, like I go through like the necessary steps to be good at it. And he was like, you know, I think you should just apply yourself like that in other places. And I was like, totally agree. And then his second one was, I have a pretty good music taste. Like, I've opened his ear up to more music. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll take both of those.
You've done that for me, too. I'm a big Trophy Eyes fan because of you. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but...
Oh, nice. See, I'm out here giving back to the community, you know?
Giving back, yeah.
All right, so I'll go first.
Okay,
in this segment, I'm always going to go first in this one because this is like... Yeah. All right, so you're one down. And by the way, before I start, how easy was it for you to pick one down? How easy was it to pick out the negative aspect than it is to pick out the positives? It's like mad easy to be like, oh, this sucks about you.
Yeah, no, it was easier to pick out the negative, but I think that's actually like a personality trait of mine that I need to work on anyway, is that like, I always focus on negative things and it was harder for me to think about positive things.
Yeah, well,
I'm working on it.
Yeah, all right, so for you, my one down is that sometimes when I ask you for like advice or like maybe like a sense of like you don't give the specific advice when it needs to be given. It's like, look, I came to you because I'm asking you to like, I'm clearly looking for this type of like validation or like clarity or whatever, and then you choose to go the opposite way. Like, for instance, I'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm talking to this girl now, and like, you know, like, and things are going pretty good. And you're like, oh, she fucking sucks. Like, her fucking butt's fake. She has fake boobs. I'm like, all right, well, like, I was really looking for you to be like, hey, like, well, I hope everything works out for you, and I'm happy for you. And like, you know, like, if you need any like advice or anything, just let me know. But you'll be like, you'll take it the complete opposite way. And I'm not saying it's not only for like relationship stuff. You do it with a lot of things. I'm looking for this, and you should probably say this, but then you just go the complete opposite way. Like, you always choose tough love when you should just be like, hey, like, let me just sit back, put the tough love in the fucking backseat, buckle them up, and, you know, fucking tell them to shut up. And it's like, yeah, let's say some fucking nice things.
Can I defend that?
Go ahead.
I don't know what other aspects that I do that with, but I think with the girl thing, it's because you're always like, oh my god, this girl sucked, and I thought it was going well, and then she fucked me over. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you choose these superficial bitches with big butts. Like, I don't think I've ever said anything about a girl's having fake butts.
Yeah, I don't think there was.
A girl having big butts.
Yeah, I think I just threw the fake butt in there for emphasis.
But, like, yeah, you'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe this girl broke my heart. And then you show me a picture of her. I'm like, really? Like, you're surprised? You're surprised that this girl is talking to 15 other men in the state of Nevada? Like, what? But you're right. It's a tough love thing. I should be more supportive. You're right.
Yeah. Well, now you know. And then the two up I have for you is, number one, you're very scholastic, and I wish I was like that. Like, you're very like, I know you don't love doing schoolwork, but like, you're like, yo, I have to do the schoolwork. Like, I'm going to do like the school. Like, you're very scholastic. And I wish I was like that, because I'm not like that. And like Josh said, like, he was like, yo, like, when you want to do something, you crush it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he was like, I think you should apply that in other aspects of your life. And that's one thing I wish I could do, because I'm not scholastic at all, and you're very scholastic. And yeah. I envy that of you. I envy you of that, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then number two, I feel like this might be different, but on the surface, like, you can like get over things like kind of quick. Like, only some things though, because some things you definitely hold on to.
I was gonna say, that's news to me.
I'm talking about like, especially with like relationship wise, like, you'll be like, ah, this guy fucking did this, but he's like old news now. I'm like, dang, like, you just fucking let it go just like that. That's crazy. Like, you know. Like, you don't, or at least, like, you don't talk about it. You just, because if something fucked up happens to me, I'm like, yo, I'll keep talking about it for months. Like,
I know. I think that's definitely a front that I put on, especially, like, with other men in my life. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my god, Dante, I've been crying over this boy for 6 weeks. Because, like, they're going to be like, okay, little bitch, like, whatever. I'm like, it's fine. I don't even like him. It's whatever.
Yeah, then, but, like, and then you never talk about it. Like, you never talk about it unless I bring it up. And I'm just like, dang, like.
You know why? You know why I don't talk about it? Because I know that I put so much tough love on you that I deserve it back, but I can't handle it. So I don't want it.
Oh, you're just using avoidance now.
I can dish it out, but I can't take it. So if you were like, well, yeah, you chose like a dumb person and he was superficial and blah, 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 like, I'm not going to want to hear that. So that's why I don't tell you.
Wow. Well, at least you, I mean, okay. If it works, if it's like, I guess it's like a coping mechanism or whatever the fuck, but like, at least it works. Is. At least for suppression, I guess. I don't know. I'm a fucking psychologist.
Yeah, I'm very tough on the surface, but I'm a little bitch on the inside. Anyway. Well, but thank you for noticing.
Those are three things I got for you. What do you got for me?
All right. So, kind of what Josh said, I guess. Your one bad thing is that you care too much what people think about you. Which is probably why you make it look like you're a famous person with a perfect life on Instagram.
Do I really do that? Now I'm 2-0 for like.
No, I wouldn't judge it by like your Instagram, because to be fair, all anybody posts on Instagram is stuff that makes their life look perfect. Like that's what everybody does. But I guarantee you're like that person that's editing your photo for 6 hours before you post it and like making sure there's not a hair out of place and like making sure your muscles look good and like making sure you did 10 push-ups before the photo.
I've actually done that before.
And then like you said, like you have a hard time getting over when people don't like you. Like you cannot handle not being liked.
I have more time accepting it if I know why. I just, when I'm like, I don't know why this person has a problem with me or doesn't like me or like won't talk to me. That's when I'm like, why? Like, cause I'm like, I'm a very likable person. You know, I don't do things that make people mad. You know, somebody's like, fuck Dante. I'm like, why? Why fuck me? I mean, fuck me, but why fuck me?
But like, if someone was like, oh, I don't like Dante because, like, he has too many tattoos. Like, you'd be like, okay, that's fair. Like, I do have a lot.
Right, I'd be like, all right, well, okay.
Yeah, well, okay, that's just not your thing? Okay, like, that's fine. But that's funny that you said, like, you don't ever make anyone mad, because that was one of my ups, is that I wrote V chill and easygoing. Very chill, very easygoing. Like, I could be like, Dante, let's go to Mars tomorrow. And you'd be like, all right, you know what? Sure, let's do it. Okay.
Okay, I'll take that. Okay.
Yeah, or like you said, like I can give you tough love, or like the other day I like drunkenly cussed you out, and then the next day you were just like, it's cool, like whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't hang up on you either.
You were just like looking at me like, this is not very nice. I think you said that, you were like, this is not nice. You were not being nice. That was not nice.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm an easy guy, you know. I'm an easy.
You are.
Yo, mama told me to be a simple man, you know? Mama told me.
Oh, God, okay. This is not karaoke.
When I was young.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is not one of the things that I...
Sit beside me.
Oh, my God.
My only son. All right, get.
Because you are her only son, right?
No, I have other brothers.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, never mind. I just know you have like a shit ton of sisters. This is not something that I was going to talk about, but one other good thing about you is that if you actually applied yourself to singing, you could definitely be a very good singer.
Thanks.
I've been saying that for a long time. But the thing that I wrote down was that you are good at routines and like organization. Like you're like the cleanest, neatest person that I know. And like, you're that guy that comes home drunk as fuck at 3 a.m., but, like, still does your nighttime routine and, like, washes your face and brushes your teeth and puts your fucking retainer in and, like, puts on your, like, wrinkle cream or whatever.
That's funny because it's so true.
I know. I can literally be, like,
blacked.
Vegas.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was blacked out and I like laid down and you're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to sleep. And you're like, no, you're not. You're gonna go take your makeup off. You're gonna go put your retainer in. And I was like, yo, what? No, I'm not. But then I did it because I was like, well, fuck, if I don't do it, he's gonna judge me. I think I'm like a dirty person.
Yeah, because I'm just like, dude, like I gotta like, you gotta do a little stuff. You know?
You're very committed to yourself. I'll say that.
Yeah, you gotta take care of number one first. You know, like that's what it comes down to. You gotta take care of number one, and then you can take care of number two.
Number two.
See, I'm gonna clip this and put this on my my Bumble profile, you know?
Oh my God. Have you ever, that's like a prompt on like some dating apps, like a friend's review about me.
Oh, this is definitely getting,
I can write it out for you. Yeah, I'll write it out for you.
It's getting quoted.
All right, I got you.
Well, this was fun. You should come. You've definitely grown in the past couple years, in the past few years. So you're actually pleasant to have on the show now. So you can you have future invites. You have invites in your future.
Wow, I love that for me. Thank you. This is an honor. I feel like Chrissy Teigen. You know how like when she went to like the first red carpet show where she was sober, and she posted about it, and she was like, "I'm here at the Grammys, but sober." Like that's me. I'm here on Unscripted again.
Well, you did start drinking, sober. So like you're half sober.
Okay, yeah, but like you know what I'm saying. I wasn't like a drunk asshole.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were very much of a drunk asshole.
The last couple times.
Yeah. Where can everybody find you on social media?
My Instagram is Rachel Nicole with 3 L's and 3 E's. I don't really get on Twitter, so I'm not gonna throw that one out there. I think my TikTok, if anyone wants to follow me on TikTok, it's like Hidden Valley Rach, right?
You're a big TikToker these days. I'll put you out there.
Okay. I haven't made a TikTok in a while, but I'm a big TikToker. But yeah, I'll just stick with Instagram, Rachel Nicole, 3 L's, 3 E's.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as always, you can find me on Instagram at Dante_410. That's the same as Twitter, Dante_410. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at Unscripted Official. And that's all I got. You know, we're gonna keep the train rolling, and I will see you next week with another new episode. Thanks for coming on. This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for having me again. All
right. Well, peace and love.
Peace and love.